Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Well, that's a wrap. Week one of the 68th legislative session is now in the bag, only 15 more weeks until adjournment. So far, things are running smoothly. We even have a Speaker of the House, so in some ways the Montana legislature is doing better than the United States Congress. While those who like controversy did get their appetites whetted during the contentious floor debate on the rules this week, for the most part, things were quiet, and from our perspective, that's a good thing. Government should be predictable, dependable, and orderly. At least as a general matter of practice. In the weeks to come, there will be blow-ups and floor fights and good press and bad press, but for now, peaceful debate is a good thing. In the past, I've said the beginning of a legislative session is analogous to a train leaving a station. It begins slowly as the Capitol comes out of mothballs beginning in November. The election's over, leadership is chosen, staff begins to be hired, the building is opened up and readied. Then comes Inauguration Day, and they're off and running, albeit slowly. Newly minted legislators are getting used to the process, and bills are being drafted, slowly at first, then building to a crescendo. So far, 200 bills have been formally introduced in the House and 135 in the Senate. If last session is any indication, that number will climb to 750 in the House and 400 in the Senate. Just like a train coming up to speed, it will take about a month for the legislature to catch its stride. By then, bills are flowing through the process, everyone knows their job, and committee hearings are much more efficient. The first big deadline is January 17th. That's the last day to request general bills. The following week is the deadline to request revenue bills, and after that, we have a pretty good feel for the bills that are in play. The next big deadline happens at the beginning of March. It's called transmittal, and it's the point in the session where all general bills that begin in one house have to have been heard in committee, been debated on the floor, and have been passed to the second house, or they die. All general bills that began in the Senate must have moved to the House, and those that began in the House must move to the Senate. By then, the train is moving so fast that it almost feels out of control. In an attempt to make the transmittal deadline, bills are literally flying through the process. Big committees like Judiciary or Business and Labor that normally hear 4 or 5 bills a day have at times heard 15 or 20. Thankfully, it doesn't happen often, and because of time constraints, it's debatable whether or not the bills get a good hearing. But it's all part of the process. Those who have been around for a while take it in stride. New legislators sit flabbergasted. Is this really how laws are made, they ask? And the simple answer is that sometimes it is. It's not pretty, but it works, and it has worked since Montana became a state in 1889. I said that government should be predictable, and it is, even if the predictability comes in the form of what appears to be chaos. We know from experience that despite the chaos, it'll all work out in the end. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.